Arctic history is written in isotopes found in the ocean and frozen in layers of blue glacial ice. Arctic wildlife also has its history and continuing displays of loyalty and animosity. On Akpatok Island in Hudson Strait, writer Mark Seth Lender witnessed both.
She comes down the slope, slipping and sliding on the scree and not quite at a run, an exercise in self-control, just about keeping up behind her, two white cubs of the year, button noses, rounded little ears, and the size of a sack of coal, each one of them. They don't know what or why, only the urgency, and follow blindly in her track as if she were breaking trail in deep snow. Good for them if they keep up and keep going. Bad if they stop to ask, what for? All in a scramble, they make the beach and along until the coarse limestone sand comes to an end in shelves of rock like a pair of overlapping hands. She strides over, stepping easily from one upturned palm of stone to the other, and the cubs, stretched full length, hoist themselves after as if something is after them. Something is after them. He is big, even for a polar bear. He climbed high like nothing better to do, like boredom, at random, on columnar limbs near 5 feet tall at the shoulder, traveling in the steep ravine on the far side where he could not be seen but only scented, nosing here and there as if looking for mer eggs, though much too low for that, for fledglings, though much too early, which he certainly knows. An obligatory charade that abruptly ends in an ambling, lumbering gait which looks like an easy stroll, but isn't. The female and her two cubs have almost 100 meters on him. He wasted time. Now he has to make up for it. He holds close to the cliff where the ground is firm, keeping the high ground. Between him and them, a diminishing line of stranded sea ice and the distance they are ahead, which is also diminishing. Again, she widens her lead, but the cubs cannot keep this pace, and she has a decision to make, to fight a male twice her weight or break, leaving them to save herself. The polar bear in his stride opens his mouth and roars. She smashes into the sea. Spray leaps, her shoulders rising on the pull, and in the confusion of her wake, one small white head, now the other, both being carried into the rip further from her, toward him, the great male roaring, roaring, not 30 meters up the beach. She turns back for them.
Writer Mark Seth Lender says that's a story that ended happily for the cubs. Check out his pictures of this drama at our website, loe.org.